pumpkin.
Hello, pumpkin.
It's a big day for us today.
What do you want to do today?
You want to smash some pumpkins?
Nah.
Why not?
It's National Pumpkin Day.
Pumpkins everywhere.
You love pumpkin pie? Love
pumpkins.
Pumpkins be great.
It's like a pregame celebration for Halloween.
It's National Pumpkin Day.
Ready, pumpkin?
Showtime.
WQKX.
Sunbury. Yeah, it's Morgan in the Morning on National Pumpkin Day. The late night TV guys are back. We'll talk about Cincinnati because nobody else does, and much more.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It's the end of the world as we know it. The NFL is messed up. You don't know who's winning, who's losing. The teams that are good are bad. The teams that are bad are good. Now college football is following in line after our 9 overtime loss for Penn State. The weekly AP Top 25 poll comes out. Penn State is number 20 in the country. We don't like it down there. We want to be up in the top 5. But there are other teams in the top 25. Now, you don't have to be a sports fan to just scratch your head on this one. You ready? BYU. I thought they were still on, like, NCAA probation for the next 100 years. Coastal Carolina. UTSA. UTSA. Isn't that the Eusta vans that run around here in Union Snyder County? Eusta? Is that what they call? I don't know. San Diego State. Just behind Penn State. What? Texas A&M is back up there. It's been a while. Wake Forest, Kentucky? Don't they play basketball in Kentucky? Okay, you got your Notre Dame there hanging in at number 11. But then you get up near the top, and it's like, this week Alabama moved up a couple slots, and nobody really knew. I think they just did it just to make everybody else in the world comfortable. Oh, at least we got Alabama up there. We're all tied. The number one team in the country is Georgia. They haven't been up there in a long time. And get this, number 2 is Cincinnati. We don't even know what they are. Well, they're the Bearcats, in case you've been wondering. And they have been playing good football. They're undefeated. But Cincinnati is vying for a national championship. Wow!
Baby, if you've ever wondered what happened to your college football team, they're doing better than they've ever done before.
Yes!
Cincinnati, second in the AP. Number 2 in college football, Cincinnati.
Knew I could work that in somehow.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah.
Next.
Late Night TV is back. Jimmy Kimmel wants to talk about Tom Brady, and Seth Meyers wants to talk about Brad Pitt. There's a weird combination, but it's on the way. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Tom Brady scored another major career milestone during Tampa Bay's win over the Chicago Bears. Brady is now the inaugural member of what they call the 600 Touchdown Club. Can you call it a club when there's only one person in it? Like, would I be the inaugural member of the Took My Clarinet to Homecoming Club?
Actor Brad Pitt recently announced that his winery will release a new rosé champagne, though women are more interested in his Pinot.
WQKX.
Houston. We got some songs about Atlanta. What? Oh, heaven help Houston. I think they're the favorites. I don't know. Okay, World Series starts tonight. I don't know if we have any songs about Atlanta, but it will be the Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros. Does anyone care? Now, before you say, oh, here we go, the bitter Red Sox fan isn't going to watch. All you Yankee fans do it every single year. And we're not watching until the Yankees get back in it. Yeah, and then Phillies fans, they're like, this is our year. This is our year. And then by 4th of July, it's not our year. It's not our year.
coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, the news is next, but we need to address the question, how old is too old for trick-or-treating? The Ford Fun Line is always open, 1-800-326-94KX, but really, how old is too old for trick-or-treating? We'll talk about it, Morgan in the Morning.
I'm looking forward to Halloween. Man, I love it, because I'm big now, and I can beat up kids and get their candy? What?
We'll talk about it.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We got to address this, moms and dads. This is a good time to do it. The kids are up. They're getting ready for school. You need to think about this. How old is too old to trick or treat? A recent survey found that the majority of moms and dads say 12 years old should be your last year of trick or treating. But oddly enough, it's closely followed by 13, and then 14, and then 15, and then 16. I'm sorry. If your kid could drive into a neighborhood to trick-or-treat, they shouldn't be trick-or-treating. They should be staying home, helping mom and dad with the little kids. Or at someone's house, helping with the little kids. Just my opinion. We want our kids to grow up too fast. We're sending them to formals at early age. Homecoming dances all of a sudden have become formals when they used to be just kids walking from the football field over to the gym. And we know how prom has gotten. It's like a red carpet. It's like the Academy Awards.
But still, we want our kids to trick or treat.
I can't figure it out. Ford Fun Line is open if you want to call. Help me out with this, all right?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll continue to talk about trick or treat. Steph Curry is doing a Christmas special. What? We've got a key to Cancun and a whole lot more. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
I know it's too early for Christmas, but check this out. NBA basketball star Steph Curry is coming out with his own holiday movie for Amazon. It's called The 12 Days of Christmas with a pretty strange premise. It's about a guy who doesn't want to have kids, but suddenly, 12 straight days before Christmas, a kid shows up at his house. So he's got to take care of 12 kids at Christmas by the end of the flick. Good luck with this storyline, okay? Just go get them, Steph.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, the news, of course, sports and AccuWeather. How about a key to Cancun? Yeah.
There's another keyword coming up to win a trip to Mexico. The keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel and 94KX.
About 15 minutes away. Stay with us. How'd you like to be Joe Flacco? It's a cool name, isn't it? Joe Flacco. Joe, we got some good news and some bad news. The good news is we're trading you from the Philadelphia Eagles, and he says, oh, good, because this team's falling apart. But you're going to the Jets.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Yikes! Hey, a key word to Cancun with Liberty Travel is about 10 minutes away. Birthday buddies on the way, and a lot more.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
How old is too old for your kid to be trick-or-treating? Let us know. The Ford Fun Line always open at 1-800-326-94KX. So far, everybody's going with the national average of 12 years old.
It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun Contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Snorkel. It's just such a great word, and it's so much fun. Snorkeling, right? So punch in that keyword, snorkel.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Now that sounds like fun.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning.
Late Night TV, Seth Meyers talks about a six-month cruise. I don't know if I'd want to do that, but somebody's pitching it. Also on the way, birthday buddies. Here's a hint. Gosh, Tina, stay with us.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Royal Caribbean recently announced that it will offer the longest cruise ever, which will sail for 9 months and visit all seven continents, 65 countries, and 11 great wonders of the world, and will feature at least two new COVIDs.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay!
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah, here we go. You ready for the celebs, Lynn Hall?
Yes, I am.
This is like your favorite time of the day,
it
isn't it?
It certainly is. It all goes downhill from here.
You know, I'd like to say mine goes downhill after 9 a.m. So, yeah.
Okay.
But it kind of starts after you leave the studio. Why don't you hang around?
All right. I'll just stay here all morning.
We'll put a cot in the corner for you.
Okay.
Celebrity birthdays today. You might not know him by the name John Heder, but I do know that some of you know him as Napoleon Dynamite.
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner. Tina, eat.
Eat. It's your food. Gosh. I love that movie and I don't know why.
No, it is so... It's just amazing. Tina.
Let's just keep it up on the screen. We'll watch it later today.
Okay,
has it?
That works.
All right, also celebrating a birth today, Seth MacFarlane.
Today, and all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely?
All right, Seth is known for a lot of things.
Many things.
But Family Guy's got to be his biggest thing.
Yeah.
The certainly. Voice of Peter, Stewie, Brian, and Quagmire.
And Quagmire. Let's watch this all day, too.
Yeah, let's just watch endless episodes. Keith Urban is 54 years old today.
Okay.
Women dig him. Do you dig Keith Urban?
I do. Mm-hmm. Don't tell Nicole Kidman.
Oh, okay,
she'll come
good.
Up here and thrash me.
That, yes, she will.
Yes.
And what happens to his Aussie accent when he sings, though? It kind of bugs me. I hate to say it.
Yes, that is an oddity, isn't it?
Like, you hear him talking, he sounds like a really cool guy, and then all of a sudden he starts twanging away, and it's like, okay, whatever. Also, Keith Strickland is celebrating a birth today. You know him as the B-52's lead vocalist.
You see a faded sign at the side of the road.
15 miles to the what?
Love Shack.
Of course. So there you go. Keith Urban and Keith Strickland. Keith Urban, 54. Strickland, 68. Okay. They should sing together. Do a duet.
Seriously, two Keiths together. Might be awesome.
That's what they could call themselves.
Yes, they could. Two Keiths together.
Now let's take a look at the locals. We call them...
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Bonnie Hoover from Port Trevorton. She's 60.
Doug Duttinger from Sunbury, 55 today.
Eric Rao is 67. He's on the show a lot. He's on news radio a lot, too.
Oh, cool.
So happy birthday,
happy
Eric.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Greg Oyster, 45 today.
Greta Weimer is 47.
Joan Byers, 50.
Happy birthday to Lauren Maurer. She's 32.
Megan Stroud from Lewisburg. She's 46 today.
Happy birthday to Shannon Miller from Watsontown, 48.
Another Shannon today. Shannon Rarick from Sunbury is 44 today.
Steve Felty is 52 today.
And Tom Master from Beavertown, 62.
There you go. Those are the local celebs. You can phone them in on the Ford Fun Line.
Yes, you can email them. You can snail mail them. Pony Express them.
You just want to see a horse show up
in
a parking
lot. Seriously. I mean,
just a minute. That's okay.
Okay. Thank
you. Text Club also available.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, every day at this time, we do it. What's it called?
Birthday Buddies.
Uh-huh.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Of course, we have the news coming up, sports and AccuWeather. Some good news and some viral comedy coming up. Speaking of people you don't want to thrash with, would you ever go after Gordon Ramsay?
No.
He just seems like he's got a hair trigger.
He's kind of abrasive. At least he seems that way.
Well, someone went up against him on TikTok.
Uh-oh.
And we'll check it out coming up. Stay with us.
It's on Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, viral comedy. Something you could look up later, but listen to now. A woman goes after Gordon Ramsay on TikTok, and it's hilarious. And this might not be hilarious to you kids, but you know what your mom does is just what your mom does, as in when she embarrasses you right in front of your school.
I love you.
No.
I hope you have a great day.
Right in front of the school.
Ashton, don't forget how much I love you. I loved you since the day I pushed you out of my
room. Get out of here. Just get out of here. It's all on the way. Viral comedy. 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
All right, listen to it now. Look it up later, especially if you have TikTok. Gordon Ramsay did a duet with a fan, believe it or not, she is a fan, on grilled cheese. It's hilarious.
Hey, Gordon Ramsay.
Yes.
This is what melted cheese on a grilled cheese looks
like. Yeah, it's good.
Not whatever you call it.
Oh, hold on a minute, girl.
No,
I was in Tasmania. They didn't have grills in Tasmania.
Grilled cheese using Asiago and Romano cheese.
Okay, maybe I didn't put it in the pan long enough.
So
I was in a rush.
To improve on it.
So you're going to show me how to do a perfect grilled cheese. Let's go.
Which is close enough to Romano.
Good, nice.
Now, in my opinion, Gordon cut his bread too thick, so I cut my bread a bit thinner.
Go get him, girl!
That's all we had in Tasmania. Thick slices of bread.
Yeah, Gordon also added some kimchi to his, so I added some to mine as well. And spoiler alert, it overpowered the
thick. Oh, come on. You don't like the kimchi either?
Instead of cooking mine in a super hot pan.
Go on, what did you do?
Go, bread.
On my medium low.
Of course you did.
Side, then when I flipped it, it
went 10 minutes. Girl, I didn't have 10 minutes each side. That's 20 minutes for grilled cheese. Show me.
But just call me next.
Tell you what, it looks good.
She went after him and she was successful. Looked that up later. Pretty funny stuff. And hey, mom, you dropping the kids off at school? You'll love this video. A Texas mom used a microphone to prank her 12-year-old son, dropping him off at school.
I love you.
No!
I hope you have a great day.
Right in front of the school.
Ashton, don't forget how much I love you. I've loved you since the day I pushed you out of my hoo-ha.
Oh!
Make good choices! Love you, baby!
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Now that's a crazy mom. Crazy mom.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we still want to know how old you should be when you stop trick-or-treating. Ford fun lines are open. Everybody seems to think the national average of 12 is about cool. Coming up, speaking of trick-or-treats, Reese's peanut butter cups with potato chips in them? Sounds like a Try It Tuesday. And we do have a Try It Tuesday from Jackass Brewing. Stay with us. We have a couple visitors from Jackass Brewing. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi. Hi, Janae. Hi, Larry. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Our pleasure to be here.
Big event going on tonight. Drinks for Fink. But you guys brought drinks early? Is that the deal?
Well, you know, you can't drink all day unless you start in the morning. And we thought we're talking about Jackass beer, so we might as well bring just little tasters.
Okay.
To sample a few. We have our Mule's Milk Stout because it has the word milk in it, so we figured it would be okay for the morning.
All right.
Yes, and we also have our Juicy Ass IPA because it has the word juice in it.
Mm.
So we also figured it would be okay for the morning.
UKXHD1 Sunbury. Juice and milk and Morgan in the Morning. I kind of like what we're doing here, guys.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
Stay with us. Try It Tuesday.
WQKX.
We love Try It Tuesdays, especially when it involves food and or drink. Larry and Jay are with us today, and I noticed you didn't bring any food, so that's okay.
No, we didn't bring any food, just the Mule's Milk Stout. Here we go.
Okay, yeah, let me try some of that. We've poured it.
Cheers, everyone.
Oh, it looks chocolatey good or stoutily good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that even a word? I don't even know.
Stoutily? Sure, it we can make a it a word.
Stoutily? Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. And you brought two beers to sample from Jackass Brewery because there's milk and juice in the
Well,
in
there's
the
milk, as we said. There's milk in this one. It's a Mule's Milk Stout, a really good, bold, robust flavored stout.
It is quite bold.
And Juicy Ass, which we have over there. Mm-hmm. And that is a really nice IPA with a real citrusy juice, fruity type of background.
Oh, very good. So I just love the name, Jackass Brewery, right?
Well,
but why did you do it? Why, I got to ask you, Larry, why did you do it?
A few years ago, my business partner, Skip Kratzer, he said to me once, asked me the question, so you want to brew beer? And I thought, wow, that sounds like fun.
What?
So the first batch of beer we brewed was a bourbon porter, and it was an abysmal failure, as we found one should not drink bourbon when brewing the porter.
Okay, lesson learned.
Lesson learned. And we actually have a hard, fast rule that we do not drink when we brew.
Oh,
But a long story short, we wanted to build the brewery to bring people together, bring the community together, give people an opportunity to hang out together, spend some time. We actually monitor our wireless, and very few people get on wireless. They actually sit and talk to each other.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding. I know it's crazy.
Wow.
So we think it's great that we're able to do that. Of course, the pandemic threw us for a little Loop.
Mm-hmm.
We were open 5 days. They were really good days before we got shut down.
Yeah.
But for the 3 months we were completely shut down, we were able to pivot and make things happen. And now it gives us such great pleasure to see people hanging out, spending time, feel the vibe, feel the energy.
At Jackass.
At Jackass.
And the name came from?
The name came from, well, as we like to say, hang out with us for 10 minutes. You'll figure it out.
Okay, good.
Janae, I concur.
Oh, do you? Janae, you're tied in with Drinks for Pink. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, so we're having this event tonight to help breast cancer health and all that stuff, and we're having a cool pink menu. We have some pink booby cupcakes coming on.
Yeah, she did say that.
Did she say that?
I demanded it. When we got the email, I was like, yes, this is happening. I'm getting boob cupcakes. That's it. So
the creativity is amazing. Yeah. All through this campaign, from the winery that had the pink Catawba changed to pink Catawba. You know, awesome. I mean, so you guys are following along with the creativity. Yeah. So we have the cupcakes. What else is going on?
Yeah, so we have a cranberry thyme sangria, so that'll be nice and pink, and it has a sugar rim. Mm. So for all of our people who love Jackass but not necessarily the beer, we have that for you.
Okay.
But we also are going to make a little pink beer with our Foggy Dew IPA, and we'll do a splash of our Moms with Pitchforks, which is Blackberry Imperial Sour. Oh, Mom's Black Heart.
Okay.
Too many moms, not enough space.
There you go.
So it actually will make the beer pink.
Yep, it'll make it nice and pink, a little amber pink.
We experimented the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you did.
Quality control, lots of tasting.
Quality control.
It's work.
Not experimenting, quality control. Very good, Janae.
Yeah.
This is a good time. And Larry, like you mentioned, your brewery brings people together. We have brought people together for the entire month of October, and you are a big part of that. So we appreciate that.
It is really an honor and a thrill to be part of it. Breast cancer probably has touched every single person around.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, my aunt, my cousin. A lot of people, and we want to be good stewards of the community, be good for the community, not only bring people together, but bring people together for a good cause and a good awareness.
And this is a great cause, the Thyra M. Humphreys Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital. Drinks for Pink? I never thought I would say Drinks for Pink and Jackass in the same sentence.
Well, you see, that we're bringing the word Jackass to the world. And we're a little bit edgy. We know that. But we like to have fun, and we like to smile, make people laugh, have people help them have a good time.
Wow. So pop open the juice there, and I'll take a little sample of some juice, because it is a breakfast radio show.
Yeah.
And Janae, I got to ask you, right off, this has got to be the most funnest job ever.
Funnest.
Yeah, if we could say that, too.
If I said anything else, I might see some consequences. So, yes,
this is the most
funnest job I've ever experienced.
Your job, Larry and Janae, could be more fun than mine, because I've had a blast for 44 years.
Look at you. You're smiling and laughing.
You're having juice right now on the air. Oh,
that is marvelous. And what's this one called again? The Juicy?
Juicy Ass.
Juicy Ass.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
It's a nice IPA, a good blend, not too bitter in the back end, a good citrusy, grapefruity type of flavor, and it's a very good beer. We're very proud of that.
Definitely taste the citrus, and I like it. It's for breakfast. Jackass Brewing tonight is where we will be along Route 45 in Lewisburg. Drinks for Pink. Guys, thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely. We can't wait to see you there tonight.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We've got another late night soundbite. This time, Seth Meyers gives his view of social media. And on the way, Tom's top list, the top trivia about Charlie Brown's Great Pumpkin. We've all seen the cartoons. Stay with us.
Hi, this is
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
A group of U.S. news organizations last week began publishing a series of stories based on internal Facebook documents showing that the social media platform spreads misinformation, incites violence, and facilitates human trafficking. Even worse, it gives people from high school a way to get in touch with you.
Uh-oh.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Love that cartoon. Love me some Charlie Brown. Charles Schulz, one of my all-time heroes. Here's some trivia you might not know on Tom's top list. Number one, it featured the first time in animation that Lucy pulled the football away from Charlie Brown. Actually, the first time she did it was in It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. I didn't know that. Number two, The Great Pumpkin is indeed a satire for Santa Claus. So when you hear that, you say, no, that's not true. It is. Charles Schulz's office was overloaded with candy sent by fans of Charlie Brown because they are angry that he kept getting rocks when he trick-or-treated. Number four, some scholars thought The Great Pumpkin was a real legend. No, Charles Schulz made it up. And finally, the young girl who voiced Sally had to rush and record her parts because she was losing her front teeth, and it would have changed her voice. Five top trivia facts about It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, of course, we've got the news, sports, and weather, but we'll talk more about drinks for pink because we've got a lot of them tonight. A big thanks to Janae and Larry from Jackass Brewing in Lewisburg. That's where we'll be tonight. Thanks for bringing the Juicy Ass and the Jackass Milk Stout. Words that you usually can't say on a radio, but you can when talking about beer. Morgan in the Morning, more next. Drinks for pink down Route 45 tonight. Details on the way. And our closing shots. When is a meteorologist not a meteorologist? It's coming up. Stay with us.
94KX.
Drinks for pink. Hope to see you tonight at Jackass Brewing in Lewisburg along Route 45. We'll be there 5 to 7. Sam Tyler's your host. She's a party. She is. I might pop in for a bit because of that visit today by Larry and Janae. Two great people. Bodorf's Tavern tomorrow in Sealands Grove from 6 till 8. I like the way we have three drinks for pink in a row, and they're all different times, so everybody could fit in, right? 5 to 7 tonight, 6 to 8 at Bots tomorrow night, and Red Robin 4 to 6, and I'll be your host there. Red Robin, yum. Also, our party bus heads out to Shade Mountain Winery on Sunday with our winner aboard, Elisa Beaver from Sealands Grove. I guess she works at Susquehanna University, and she's got her friends all piling in the bus, and we'll be telling you about that. Oh, I skipped over Saturday. Saturday, look for us in downtown Lewisburg. We'll tell you about that coming up tomorrow.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I'm a radio announcer. I know what I am. Every day I announce things on the radio. You know, we used to call ourselves disc jockeys. I started as a disc jockey. I actually played vinyl records on the radio back in the 70s. Then somebody changed the name to music personalities. It's kind of cheesy. So now just radio announcer will do. But if you're a meteorologist, shouldn't you know what a meteor is? Or a meteor shower? It happened over the weekend on TV in Connecticut. Today's Morgan in the Morning parting shot.
What was that? Whoa, did anybody else just see that?
Uh-huh.
Did we just catch a shooting star?
Yeah, meteor shower.
I think we did, or a meteor. We just caught something on our sky cam here. Whoa.
It's live TV.
I have to play that back once I'm done with this forecast here.
Lady, it's live TV. You're a meteorologist. Come on now. My goodness.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.